Sound a bit ridiculous, strange. See, but there's only one thing required, and that is every man should walk in the revelation of the I am within himself. Every man has to walk in the revelation of Christ in himself. Because somebody will ask me, well, who is Christ? Christ is not a man. Christ is not Hebrew. Christ is not a male being. Christ is not flesh and blood. He's not somebody with long hair, you know, with a hat popping out of the chest. That is not Christ. That is all imaginations that we have formed ignorantly as men. Christ is that eternal spirit. It is that invisible being. Out of whom came out the heavens and the earth. By him all heaven things in the heavens and the earth were created. Things seen and the things unseen. He is before all. He said before Abraham I am. Of course, we know Jesus after the flesh was not there before Abraham. Was Jesus there before Abraham? Of course not. He was speaking out of the inner man, the spirit man. Hallelujah. He knew who he was. Praise God. And his realization of who he was, his realization of the Christ within him, was what endeared him to the Father. Oh, praise God. Mm-hmm. On two occasions, Jesus Christ, God said from heaven, "This is my Son, in whom I am well pleased." We see the first example when Jesus was baptized. There was a voice who came from heaven and said, "Thou art my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Now, of course, that voice never came before the baptism. Before the baptism of Jesus, there was no such voice heard. But the moment Jesus entered into that water and came out, that Holy Ghost descended into him in the form of a dove, and that voice turned out from heaven, "This is my Son, in whom I am well pleased." That is a prophetic thing there. Because from the moment Jesus entered that water, he died. Jesus of Nazareth died. The man born flesh and blood died from that moment. He started to live after his true spiritual identity, which is from eternity. Of course, there was a time when the mother and the brothers and sisters came outside to meet Jesus, and the crowd would say, "Hey man, hey Jesus, your mother is out there, your brothers are out there." He told them, "Who's my mother and my brother?" He talked to the disciples, "Look at my brothers and my mother, look at them." The disciples are those who are joined to the Spirit, with that same Spirit of Christ. They are one in purpose. They will live after that same Spirit in Christ. By now, we know Christ is not just one man. Christ is a many-membered body of spirits that have joined with one to make that eternal body of Christ. So you see, Jesus Christ had divorced himself from the flesh, from the realm of the flesh, from the realm of appearances, and he was living after the revelation of his true identity, his spiritual identity. That is why the Father says, "This is my Son in whom I am well pleased. This is my Son in whom I am glorified. This is my Son that is known of me from eternity." Jesus before that baptism was not known of God. That's not the man from eternity. Of course, we know today that we all are baptized into that same purpose. For we who are baptized unto what? The death. Now, we are not baptized unto the death of the anointed one, unto Christ, because Christ can never die. But we are baptized into that same baptism into death. Death of the old man. Death of the corrupt man. Death of the man of flesh and blood. Death of the terrestrial man. And now we live after the revelation of the new man from heaven, which is Christ. This is the only way to glorify God. When Jesus Christ stood upon the mountain of transfiguration, that same voice came, "This is my Son in whom I am what? I am well pleased. This is my Son in whom I am what? Glorified. In him I am glorified." Oh, praise God. Now Jesus Christ, when the disciples saw him, they saw another creature, a light beam. Can you hold light? Can you touch light? They were seeing the true form of Jesus, the Son of God. Praise God. Mm-hmm. If you want to please God, if you want to glorify God in this temple, we must all awaken, ascend, walk that same path upward. Hallelujah. Obey the voice of the Father, which says, "Come up here. Come up to the place that I am." This is the only way to please God. This is the only way in which God is glorified. Because in reality, God is revealed through the Son. See, the Father is the one that is actually presenting himself as the Son in this world, in this dimension. You see the mystery, right? The only way God can be glorified is if you stop hiding God that is in you. If you stop hiding the Father that is in you and let this mystery of the Father in you come forth. That is the only thing that can glorify God. God is glorified in us. Hallelujah. When we walk in the revelation of truth. Hallelujah. John 13 verse 32, if God be glorified in me or in him that is in Christ, God shall also glorify him in himself and shall straightaway glorify him. See, God is glorified in us. And when we glorify God by walking in the revelation of Christ in us, we also are glorified in God. See, this is the upward path of ascension for those of us who know truth. Praise God. You see, the only way a man can transgress against God, and of course when you transgress in reality, you're transgressing against yourself. See, people think that maybe they get God angry. God is angry with somebody or something. No, God is not angry with anybody. See, when a man withdraws from truth or transgresses, what he simply does is to put himself into harm's way. You suffer many consequences simply because you are deviated. God does not put a curse on any man, but man simply walks away from his blessing in God. See, when you want to talk about transgression, the only way a man can transgress is to live in the light, to live as a mortal, to live as flesh and blood. That is the only way you can transgress against God. And of course, you transgress against your own self. God is light. God does not come out to punish any man. God is not out there looking for any man. There's no such thing. All those are just imaginations that we have formed up from religion and all that. Praise God. If you want to glorify God, let us awaken to the mystery of our part in Him. When Jesus Christ stood upon that high mountain, it is that same picture of the 144,000 that the Apostle John saw in the book of Revelation. The Apostle John saw 144,000. They had the Father's names written on their foreheads. Revelation chapter 14 verse 1, and I looked and lo, a lamb stood on the Mount Zion, and with him 144,000 having the Father's name written on their foreheads. Now no man can stand there except he has the Father's name written on him. These are those who awake to the reality of their true spiritual celestial self, which is the image of God, the likeness of God. See, the Father's name, which means the Father's nature, the Father's attributes, is inscribed upon us. Will you follow the Lamb, the living of the Lamb, up in the ascension? Praise God. And this is the only way God is glorified. This is the only way that God is manifested to the world. God is glorified through us, revealed through us. When we awake, when we allow the Spirit to lead us up into that mountain. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ transfigured on that mountain is very much that company of the 144,000 with the mark of the Father upon their forehead. God in me, in you, and in through all of us. Isn't that what Paul says? God in us and through us all. That is the Father in us and through us all. Let us wake up, brethren. Wake up in this reality. Wake up, hallelujah, into this thing, in 2 Thessalonians, Paul talks about God coming to be glorified in saints and to be admired in all that believe. That is in those who keep his testimony. In that day, what day? He talks about the unveiling of the day of the Lord. God is glorified in us, in his saints. Praise God. And he is admired. People begin to see God and they admire God. People are able to touch God. Amen. People are able to touch God when we awake in his likeness. When we allow the Spirit to lead us into this spiritual dimension called Mount Zion. It doesn't start by first of all knowing who you are. It's not by power of my mind, just by knowing truth. No one comes to the Father except by me. See, don't I worship the Father, we worship him what? In spirit and truth. Paul says that Christ is the Spirit. Jesus Christ says, I am the truth. So the only way to get back to the Father, to the heart of the Father, to enter back into the bountiful blessings upon a thousand hills, is to enter back or awaken back into the image of Christ. This is the only way God is glorified. Praise God. When we do these things, the other things follow. You know that? Every other thing follows. You don't need to try to be good because you are already good. You are already perfect. You are already like that star, bright star that shines. Hallelujah. I know them. Because you are like your Father with the exact same attributes of your Father God. So let be glorified. Hallelujah. Be glorified in us, oh God. Be glorified in this temple. Hallelujah. Let those who are there be still and let God arise out of his temple. Let the mystery of godliness be unveiled to you before the creation. Stand where you are and know that I am God. Stand where you are in stillness and let this mystery dawn in you. Praise God. Sister, you want to give us that song again? Be glorified.
Be glorified. Be glorified. Be glorified. Be glorified. Be glorified. Heavens, be glorified in the heavens, be glorified in this temple, Lord Jesus, Jesus, be thou glorified. Jesus, Jesus, be thou glorified.
Oh, praise God. So let God be glorified in our lives from this day on and forever.
Amen.
Let us awake to the mystery of Christ and us walk in that immaculate, innocent nature. That nature that is from eternity. God bless you. Amen.